Welcome to the Ask Zach Show. I'm your host, Zach Childs. I've spent the last 30 years working in the music industry here in Nashville, Tennessee, during which I've done everything from touring with major artists like Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood to playing the nastiest dive bars or even the occasional wedding. This show is all about barreling down the rabbit hole on all things guitar and the music we love. We will cover the legendary players, gear insights, and even some interviews along the way. I hope you enjoy. To support the show, follow the links in the description to find out about my Patreon page. Or go to my store at AskZach.com to pick up a coffee mug or t-shirt. Now, let's dive in. Hello, friends, and welcome to Ask Zach. Today we're going to talk about a forgotten favorite, the Voodoo Lab Sparkle Drive. And I think the reason it's kind of been somewhat forgotten is it was released 23 years ago, if you can believe it. And, 23 years is a long time. I mean, you could have had a kid and they could have graduated high school and college and be running a Fortune 500 company. So I think it's a good thing to remind us all of this great pedal with a really significant and groundbreaking feature, the clean mix. We'll talk about that. And in fact, we're going to tell the whole Voodoo Lab Sparkle Drive story, just the story of the Sparkle Drive, not the whole story of the company. But I was able to get access to Josh Fiden, the CEO and founder of Voodoo Lab, and also James Santiago, a former employee that now is working for UA as their senior product designer. So we're going to get the whole story from the horse's mouth, as it were. So first off, I need to thank my Patreon supporters, and because they're the reason this show goes on, and I appreciate that. If you want to find out more, there's a link in the description. All right, well, to tell the story of this pedal, I need to introduce the main characters and really let you understand their significance in the guitar world. First off, of course, is, as I mentioned, Josh Fiden, the CEO and founder of Voodoo Lab. So just a couple of things that, reasons why you should know about him is, one is the GCX switcher and ground control unit, which was in the in the 90s and 2000s with, Rocktron kind of going away and stuff like that. That was really the only rack-mounted switching unit and MIDI kind of control system so that you could have a rack with rack effects and pedals in it, and you could do like amp switching, and you could have pedals brought in and out at the same time. You could have patch changes on MIDI rack units. And so that was incredibly significant. And probably the thing that's even more significant than that is, if you have a brick type power supply, one with isolated outs on your pedal board, well, it's because of Josh Fiden. So in the 80s and 90s and such, if you were a touring pro and you had a lot of money, well, you had a custom rack built, or you had a custom pedal board built, and Bob Bradshaw or whoever the builder was would most likely build a custom power supply that was just for that rack or pedal board. And it would have, it would put out whatever voltages you needed to, and it was custom made for that person and that unit, that rig. and they were incredibly expensive. And so Josh saw that and saw the potential for it, and he created the market. And he introduced the first, again, ground isolated and also offering different voltage power supplies with the Voodoo Lab pedal power. And then, of course, they did different iterations and such. And from that came all the different power supplies that we see now that we have. Also, of course, you have all the great Voodoo Lab pedals that they introduced through the years. Next, let's talk about James Santiago. So James Santiago worked for Line 6 for many years during a really significant time period for Line 6. He worked for Voodoo Lab up until from 2006 till 2015, and he was a VP there and, of course, heavily involved in products and such. And since 2015, he has been the senior product designer for UA. So that means things like the Aux, Dream 65, all those modeler pedals that and plugins and such that that UA has done with, you know, since 2015 have had James Santiago's stamp on them. So really significant characters in this story that you should know about. They are stars in the world of gear. So our story starts in the mid-90s, and James Santiago is a working guitarist. He's also making a little money on the side writing for Guitar Player magazine. And he is running a 2-amp rig with a rack. And so he's not really switching between the amps. He has them both on at the same time. One is dirty, one is clean, and he really likes the combination of those two. Well, he runs into situations where that's too much, whether it's a too small of a stage or too much volume, and he uses one amp. And with that, he even at times has to, you know, pull. It was a twin reverb, and at times he would have to pull two of the power tubes and take it down to about 40 watts. So with that, to recreate the dual amp sound, he had in his rack, he had a GCX switcher and he had a pedal drawer. And in the pedal drawer, he had a TS9 tube screamer along with a custom made mixer. And so he was able to mix a buffered clean sound along with the overdrive from the TS9. And I'm gonna quote him on this because this is how he described the sound. Big jangly clean highs, tight lows with the overdriven mid-range of the TS9. And he added, it gave me my cleanish dirty leads a nice character and cut in a trio. So, even though James was not an employee of Voodoo Lab, he knew Josh and he also knew George Tripps and all sorts of other cats in that industry out in the Los Angeles area. And he talked about this, but about how he was using this sound and this mixer to create this kind of cleanish dirty sound. So they ended up deciding to pursue it as a product. And one of the things that they had to deal with was the clean mix control. And they had to decide whether to make it where it added in clean sound or added in dirty. And I think they made the right decision by calling it clean. And it starts out all completely dirty when you're all the way to the left. And then as you turn it up, it brings in clean sound, your clean tone. Probably the most significant feature of the Sparkle Drive and the one that's kind of influenced other pedal makers is the clean mix. So this was the first gain pedal, or probably one of the first pedal effects that had a clean mix control or a dry to effect level. Now, sometimes you would see that on rack units, but even with rack units, many times players would have to use mixers so they're able to control their dry signal to affected signal. And so this was a huge deal that they put a clean mix control on a pedal. And, you know, I think maybe the TC Chorus has something, you know, like that on there. And maybe I had a digital dimension pedal from Boss that had a clean mix control, but you'd never see one on a gain effect, especially an overdrive. So the Sparkle Drive was the first to do that. And then, of course, you get things like the Tone Press, which is, of course, a compressor pedal from Barber that did that. You get like the Wampler Ego compressor and stuff like that. But all those guys after the Sparkle Drive kind of owe Josh and James a thanks for coming up with this for a gain design. So John Clark, a longtime employee of Voodoo Lab, did the prototyping on this, and then they introduced it at the NAMM show, and the first one shipped was December 1st of the year 2000. And it sold like hotcakes, and it was very popular and did really well. But then, like many things, it kind of, things kind of go in and out of favor. Now, for me personally, I've owned a couple of these, and I've always ended up getting rid of them. And part of it was that I didn't really know how to properly set it to really let its full potential through. And so my inspiration, or the example that really kind of inspired me, was kind of a strange source. So years ago, I interviewed Reggie Young. And Reggie Young, of course, very significant Memphis and Nashville session guitarist. And he used a Sparkle Drive. That was his favorite overdrive pedal. And so that was on his board from when they came out around 2000 up until his passing. And that was the only overdrive he had on his board. And I had taken a picture of his board when I interviewed him for the True Tone Lounge. And I just happened to be looking at it, and I saw that he had settings that were marked on it. So, because a lot of times you'll see a picture of a pedal board and you think, well, that's just where the knobs happen to be. But he actually had settings that were marked. And they're these settings. So I've got another one underfoot. But, so this is not the way I would set mine at all. So one, I would never set the gain this high. And then I would never set the tone control all the way down, and then the clean up that high and everything. Of course, the volume is just to match whatever. And so I decided to pick one of these guys up, you know, because they're pretty inexpensive. They're $100 or less. And I tried this setting, and I was blown away because it was non-intuitive to me. Because basically you're taking a higher distortion gain sound that's really dark, and you're mixing it with a clean sound, which ends up making a wonderful sound, which is, you know, what you heard in the intro. And so you get, you know, this. Now to really hear it, I'm going to take the clean sound away. And so I'm going to turn the clean knob all the way to the left so you can hear what the dirty sounds like by itself. That's probably one of my least favorite sounds on the planet. That's like just a bad, lifeless tube screamer sound. And so it's gainier than I'd want, it's darker than I'd want, and of course you have that, you know, the fact that it's cutting lows and kind of, and so basically it's just kind of a mid-range mess. When you have the tone control all the way down and you have the gain up that high, that's what it is, it's a mid-range mess. So, but when you turn the clean up above 50%, you get a clean sound, you get those jangly highs, tight lows, and then you get a mid-range that's kind of darker with dirt on it. And you get this, you know. And it ends up being the kind of sound that you could just leave on all the time. I mean, you can play pretty much anything with that left on, and it just has this wonderful kind of dirty clean sound. And yeah, it could easily be an always on pedal. I mean, you could play Western Swing. ¶¶ Yeah, it's a great effect. And so, I don't put a whole lot of stock into other people's settings and finding pictures and stuff like that most of the time. But this was something to where this was non-intuitive. I'd never tried setting the pedal that way, where, again, the drive was up that high, the tone was all the way off, and then you actually had more clean than overdriven sound. But it really creates a wonderful thing. And then you can kind of fiddle, you can kind of leave it set that way, and then you can run the clean mix. You know, if you need it to be a little dirtier, well, you just kind of run it over to maybe 50% or something like that. And you still get a lot of that great flavor. And it works on the Tele neck or whatever. I mean, it works on, and I've run it on Les Paul. It just does a great job. You get a great kind of Larry Carlton type sound with a humbucker and using the Sparkle Drive, because that's, kind of the key to that is that mid-range thing, but still having clarity. So it's a really, really great thing. So you need to know that, of course, these pedals are easy to find. They've made thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of them. And they are out there. You can find them at, Reverb and eBay and Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace. Or if you want to get a new one, Voodoo Lab doesn't have stock of this version anymore. They have the mod version, which if you just, use it in position one of the mod switch, it's the exact same thing as this. However, Josh did say that he was contemplating doing another run of this classic, Hammond box with, of course, the graphics and everything. So, but this is very much worth picking up and checking out and trying out again. Again, it's something that I'm even, I'm a clean freak and I'm kind of tempted to have this as an always on pedal. It's fantastic. All right. So thank you again to James and Josh. And again, I was glad to kind of tell their significance in the guitar gear world. So now, to close out the show, I want to talk about a good friend of mine named Bill Crook. Of course, I did an interview with Bill Crook for the True Tone Lounge, which you can watch and you can find out more about him. But in a nutshell, Bill Crook is a wonderful guitar builder. And before that, he was production manager for the group America. I've Been Through the Desert on a Horse with No Name and Magic and bunch of other hit songs. He worked for them for many years, and he recently had a medical procedure and is still recovering from it. And even though he has insurance, medical insurance, right now he's just not able to build guitars right now. So a friend of ours has created a GoFundMe page. And again, this is November of 2023, in case you end up watching this years from now. But there's a link to the GoFundMe page, which is just to help Bill out while he's recovering and, of course, paying all those medical bills, and he can't build guitars right now. So he is a good friend and a wonderful person and someone that has, another person that's helped the industry and just been a great guy building guitars for me. I have a pink Paisley Tele that he built for me that has a bender on it. And, of course, he's built tons of great guitars for Brad Paisley and tons of cats out there. So this is a chance for all of us to help out Bill Crook while he's recovering. So please check that out. There's a link in the description. All right, guys, I hope you've enjoyed the Sparkle Drive story, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to the Ask Zach podcast. If you want to dive deeper, check out my website, askzach.com, to find more articles and further info on each episode. And remember, it is the support from you, the listener, that keeps the show going. Thank you, friends.